after an hour, and you will know very much, do you? You scared him up for an hour and a half. Well, he said, come out, have you been? Come out, have you been? He said, but go ahead, don't you see it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He said, when you have an hour, you took a car.
Mm-hmm.
And then you took a bit of the bedroom, and you took a car to meet the kitchen.
She was married once to Joseph Atukin. That was her husband, passed away a while back. And Joseph remembers going to Winnesk one time to pick up the supplies from the base store. And I've known a few people and remembered us, our family also. And then he stayed with the Kostadin family when he was there in Winnesk.
So I was going to go to the house.
I used to stay out there most of the time in the wilderness, and then we would come into the community. And I remember times in summertime when we in the village, and then there was the expectation of a big visit from the Bishop Pillow, always very high in regard to that time. And then he used to come and do the what they call retreat sort of thing. And then in the retreat they used to put a tamarack trees on a walkway where they can walk, and like holy walk. Anyway, and then that's where we used to walk, and then the bishop would be walking. And men would be just firing the shotguns, and quite a few shots. I don't know why they do that. And that's when I exercised, what a waste of shells. And then she also remembers a long time ago that when they were there, they were sorry, my sister and I, that we had with, and many other people that I used to know in those days. And we enjoyed living in the wilderness most of the time.
I was like, I'm going to go to the house. did you have a tobacco, but you had another day.
Mm-hmm.